Hey, it's me, Tony T, for the Nerd of Godcast. I have been waiting for today for so long. One of my all-time favorite video games, Burnout Paradise, which I wore out my copy on the Xbox 360, I repurchased it and wore it out on the PlayStation 3, it has been remastered and re-released today on the PlayStation 4. I didn't even know that it was a thing until a few weeks ago. On our full show, The Nerd of Godcast, we have a news segment, and our mild-mannered reporter, Quentin Gregory Neff, broke this story, and at the same time, he almost broke me. Here, take a quick listen.
In video game news, beloved racing game Burnout Paradise.
Oh, you shut your beautiful mouth!
Is getting a remastered release this March on current generation consoles.
Yes!
I don't have any jokes.
Yes!
I'm just super stoked because I knew Tony would react like that.
Oh, sweet. In March?
March.
Like next,
like
March?
Next week?
This March.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ooh, his hands.
That is my... Oh, my God. My favorite game. Ooh,
and it's going to be
literally,
the...
I literally wrote down... Burnout Paradise is his Idris Elba.
Just need a moment.
Neff, if this was just a cruel joke...
No, it's real, it's real, it's all real.
I will gouge your eyes out, son.
Wow, really?
For real, for real.
So amazing.
I'm gonna buy it.
You know what that means?
Based off of you.
Do you know what that means?
What's up?
It means Jesus is coming back before March. Because that is the last sign of the end times, dude.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It looks cool.
Okay, so that wasn't my most dignified moment. I have been waiting and hoping and waiting and hoping for a proper sequel or even a good remake, and now it looks like my waiting is over. I am so happy. On a more serious note, as believers, we all face challenges every day, whether it's difficulties at work or school, in relationships, finances, even health, but we have a hope that something wonderful is coming, something made just for us. That is more than worth the wait. Philippians chapter 3 reminds us that our citizenship is in heaven and that we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter says that we are looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God. And Titus teaches us to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Of all the things that we look forward to, whether it's a game that we've been wanting to play, great seats for the newest Marvel movie, or even just the weekend, all of that pales in comparison to the promise that Jesus is coming back for his church. He's coming back for you and me, and that is an event worth waiting for. Well, that's all the time we have for today, and if you want to hear more, you can listen to our full show wherever fine podcasts are consumed. Check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com or connect with us across all the social medias at nerdofgodcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated GIFs with you. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, I'm going to be playing Burnout Paradise. Have a great weekend. I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.